Hello and welcome to BizWell. This is Melissa Botello, your host. Excited to be here today and talking about growth. Yesterday was the first day of spring, so I always think about new beginnings and growth in spring. I've also been doing a ton of thinking at work, at my day job. As most of you know, I still have my day job. And we're going through a ton of change, and partly that's due to competition within our industry, new products, budget constraints. We're trying to streamline processes and become more efficient, so it's creating new projects. So lots of growth happening there. And while that's happening at work, at home, my son, who will soon be turning 18, is off to college in the fall. So just a short time away. So as he's been applying for colleges and thinking about future jobs and his degree, I've been on the side researching on my own what jobs will, you know, be most pertinent when he graduates in 2022, and what does the job market look like. At the same time, I think about it for myself, a professional, been in the industry for over 20 years and have had to evolve and grow and sharpen my skills and develop new skills. And so all of this together really got me thinking, and I love to research and I love to learn. And so I've spent a lot of time, and again, mostly was triggered due to what my son wants to explore. He's going to be exploring graphic communications when he goes off to college. And so I was trying to figure out, you know, what that looks like and where the jobs are going to be. And interestingly, I found lots of information on what the future looks like, really, and how artificial intelligence is going to play a big part in changing things. And there was an article I read, and it's according to the future, It was compiled by the World Economic Forum, which surveyed human resources and strategy officers in global companies, and the report's called The Future of Jobs. And it said, by 2020, creativity will be one of the top three job skills most in demand, along with complex problem solving and critical thinking. So I was actually surprised. I don't know if that surprises you, but creativity definitely surprised me. Being in the top three. And so then I had to take a step back and sort of take inventory of my own skills, as well as thinking about what my son is going to do for the future, and really look at, am I prepared in my day job for what that will look like? And so I'm really excited. I did a ton of research. And so let me tell you about some of these other skills that will be required in 2020 and beyond. Some of which are current, obviously very important skills today, but some new ones popped up in the top 10. And so what I'm going to do is tell you about those skills, and then over the next couple months, I am going to, through my research, share with you all what I've learned in terms of these skills, and hoping to help you maybe hone your skills a little bit more in some of these areas. And if you're an expert in these areas, and I know who you are, I'll be calling you and asking you to sit in on the podcast and discuss some of these topics. So, top 10 skills in 2020. Number one, complex problem solving. Number two, critical thinking. Number three, creativity. Number four, people management. Number five, coordinating with others. Number six, emotional intelligence. Number seven, judgment and decision making. Number eight, service orientation. Number nine, negotiations. And number 10, cognitive flexibility. So some I'm sure that each of you are using in your day job, as am I, the people management, critical thinking, judgment, decisions. But I'm going to jump in and learn some more and sharpen my skills, and I'm excited to share that with you, and we'll be inviting many of you to join me to talk through some of these things. So I think that will be fun. In addition to that, as many of you know, why I started this podcast was to create some well-being and balance in my life. And so I'm trying new things to bring more balance. And funny, or I'm not sure if it's funny, it's interesting that creativity is mentioned as number three because I feel like I have zero creativity outside of the office. But I am trying a few new things on the personal side that I want to share. One of them is breathing. I've got this great app I've been using, so I'm going to be talking about that in future podcasts. And so stay tuned, share the love if you like what you hear, and hopefully you will. I'd love for you to share this with your friends and family, and always looking for guests to join. So I'll leave and wrap up with a quote from Benjamin Franklin. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. So like I said earlier, I love to learn and I love to share. And that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast. I want to share my skills as well as learn from others. And so in those podcasts to come, stay tuned for those. And if you have any comments or questions, check out my website. It's still under construction. And if anyone out there has some skills in website design that want to give me some tips, I would love it because that's definitely not one of my top strengths or talents. But the website is MB, like my name, Melissa Botello, mbbiswell.com. So that's where I'll store some of these podcasts as well as put some notes. And you have to check out under the team page. I just got a very new puppy, and he's our team mascot, and he's there. So check him out. His name is Little Louie. Anyway, thanks for listening today, and I look forward to sharing more with you in the future.